hope that your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones,
let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Oh, yeah. Friday morning. Let me say hello to all my friends. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Let me say hello to everybody out there listening. We appreciate you so much. If you're listening live, it is early. You are what's called an EML, an early morning listener. We are also early morningers. All of us EMLs, we're in this together. Also, let me say, if you're listening on the podcast, well, good for you. You didn't wake up early. Good for you. So, yeah, we're here. I do want to talk about this story here. A woman secretly fattened up bridesmaids for the wedding. Amy, you know about the story, right?
Yeah, so she has some bridesmaids. Obviously, she wants to be the one that shines the day of her wedding.
I love this story. Let me just pause this for a second and say, I love this story so much because it's even if I would never do this, but all humans are thinking about something like this. But I can't believe she actually went through with it. Go ahead.
Okay, so she thought if she made them look bigger, she would look skinnier in the photos. And then also the day of, she would just look better, you know?
That's so crazy.
And so her bridesmaids also happen to be her sisters. And so she would make them breakfast every morning and she would serve them smoothies. And they would think like, oh yeah, I'm getting this healthy smoothie. But I mean, she was loading it up with fat. And like, she got this like mega weight gain protein powder from
that's
like.
That's so crazy to me. Mega weight gain and you're secretly putting it in somebody's smoothie.
Like something that a bodybuilder that's working out like a bajillion hours a day and lifting heavy weights would use this stuff and, you know, for major gains. And she was feeding it to her sisters in a smoothie.
I take it back. Normal humans don't want to do this. I thought for a minute, everybody wants to look in a picture, like, you want to look good and the best. I just can't imagine sneaking super weight gain into anybody's smoothie.
Mm-mm. No way. How awful.
Didn't you move your wedding, Amy?
Yeah, for my sister, so that she wouldn't look, you know, she would say she was pregnant, so she didn't want to look like waddling down the aisle and look heavy in all the photos, because she would feel like she'd have to explain to everybody, I'm 9 months pregnant here, you know? But so we were going to get married in May, but yeah, that was her around her due date. So she asked us or came up with the brilliant idea of getting married on New Year's Eve and presented this whole case as to why it would be amazing, which basically centered around she wouldn't be as heavy in December as she would be in May. And I moved it because I didn't want her waddling down the aisle and I also didn't want her going into labor. So that made sense.
Look at you.
I know. See, some sisters.
Amy the Saint, always.
Care about their sisters.
Right. That's
but
right.
I mean, I did laugh out loud when I saw that this sister did that.
If I'm in her bride's party, I'm out of my skull right now going, I cannot believe you did this. Well, listen, we're here Friday. I'll tell you what. Well, go ahead. I heard a
nothing,
big gasp.
Because, I mean, I'm just thinking about these poor sisters. They think they're being healthy. And then, like, even legit, like, the day of the wedding or the week that it rolled around, they had to get their dresses altered because they weren't fitting.
Cruel.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Miranda in Louisiana is on. Hi, Miranda.
Hi, Bobby.
Good morning to you, and thank you for listening.
Thank you. Y'all do so amazing every day. I try to listen as much as I can.
Oh, wow. Well, it is a pleasure to talk to you. What would you like to ask?
Well, I text in and I ask Amy if she would ever have any biological children.
So I think a lot of our listeners that are new, and maybe even some that have been around a while, they've heard your story about adoption over the past 5 years. Your kids have been here now 7 months or so.
Eight.
8 months. Wow.
Eight today. Today. Exactly.
Well, and with that, the biological children, do you still want to have them? Can you still have them?
We've never been proven that we absolutely cannot have children. We have gone to fertility doctors. My husband and I have both been tested. It's sort of just a mystery. So, yes, we could still get pregnant. Now, do I want a baby as much as I used to? No, because I have an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old, and I feel like my life is pretty full, and I feel like now I'm comfortable with this being my mom life, and I think my husband's comfortable with that too. For a long time, it was really hard because I wanted a baby, and now I've just accepted that this is my role, and I feel really good about that. So we'll see what happens. My daughter does want a sister and a brother, more babies.
Don't all kids, though?
Yeah, they do.
Want other kids.
And I'm like, by way of, she's like, you get pregnant.
Oh, so you're like, interesting. Never thought about that. Hey, Miranda.
Hey.
What do you think about that?
I think that's a great answer. I have two kids of my own, and maybe one day I could adopt too.
Yeah, you kind of just have to, the path changed. I mean, for me, I desperately for years, I wanted to get pregnant so badly. And then once we pursued adoption, I just realized, okay, this is what we were supposed to do. So, you know, we don't necessarily avoid it, but we both have talks like, well, what if we were to have a baby right now? Like, life would get crazy.
Well, so are you now doing anything to make sure that doesn't happen?
No, we don't really avoid it, but we've had talks like, should we prepare for that? Because what if we were to get pregnant? But then it just seems, yeah.
Snippy, snippy.
Well, for one of us, I don't know. Oh. But I mean, but neither of us are into that.
No.
My sister's husband, Snippy Snippy, is fine.
Yeah, I feel like doing it today.
They have four kids.
I don't even have a girlfriend. Snippy Snippy. And Miranda, thank you so much for listening. Where do you live in Louisiana?
I live in West Monroe.
Oh, I used to summer there.
Dynasty.
Yeah.
Dynasty town.
Oh, hey.
No, I'd never been there. Yeah, maybe I've been there. Louisiana Monroe. Arkansas plays them in football. Yeah. Okay, hey, listen. Thank you so much. Appreciate you listening. Hope you have a wonderful day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, I hear you just ordered straight tequila the other night.
Yeah, well, my friend Kelly taught me that tequila is an upper. Because, you know, it's like, it's the one alcohol that will not bring you down and keep you happy. So if like you're going to have just one or two, like why not stay up and be happy? And it's just cleaner if you order it neat and add water and a little bit of lemon so you don't have any calories.
People were just surprised that you went up to the bar and ordered a straight tequila.
Yeah, straight tequila. And plus, I love the song, you know. Straight I really feel like that song makes me want to drink tequila, too.
Which one? Tequila Makes Her Clothes Come Off or
no,
Night?
No.
On the street. What?
Dan and Shay Tequila.
Oh, Tequila Tequila. Oh, you know.
Three different songs.
I really feel like my, tequila, I just love this song. And then, yeah, my friend Kelly telling me that ever since, I've been like, okay, well, I try to be healthy. Like, I don't want to have crazy calories, and I would rather be happy than sad.
So, around the room, what's your drink?
Right now, tequila, neat.
Neat. I don't know what that means.
That means, I know, I had to learn it, too.
What does it mean?
It means no ice. Oh, if you want ice, you say tequila on the rocks.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But tequila, neat, no ice, lemon on the side, please, because I don't want that lemon floating in my drink, because it's dirty.
It's dirty. Lunchbox, what's your drink?
I love tequila, beer, vodka, alcohol.
Your drink, though.
I just name you order me something, I'll drink it.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You'll just take alcohol.
Yeah, I take alcohol.
Okay.
I'll take alcohol.
Whatever you want.
Okay, wine cooler?
It didn't matter to him.
Okay. What about you, Bobby?
The Shirley Temple.
That's a good one.
Yeah, people always laugh at me. And so I'll go, I'll take a Shirley Temple. I'm like, no.
Well, I ordered that a lot when I was a kid, but.
Yeah, I wish they had a man name for it, though. You know, like the bench press or something. It'd be like something a little more manly.
Squats little, with a side of.
A little stronger. A little football bench press fart, you know? I'll take one of those.
Ew.
Just something super manly. Because here's how it goes. Like, because I don't drink. So I go up to the bar and I'm like, hey, do you have a grenadine? And they go, no. Oh, do you have cherry juice? And then now we've entered this conversation. It's a vortex of that I'm a wimp, is basically what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, we do have cherry juice. Can I get a Shirley Temple? You want a dirty Shirley? No.
What does that mean?
That sounds
that
weird.
That makes it.
It's a dirty, yeah. With
that adds
vodka
alcohol
or something.
Oh, so you want a mocktail.
No, a Shirley Temple is a mocktail.
Yeah.
So that's my drink if I order one. Raymundo, what's your drink?
Yeah, Red Bull vodka, pretty much.
Our audio guy, Red Bull vodka.
Oh, it'll get you going. You just need one.
Morgan, number two, do you have a drink?
Yeah, whiskey sours.
What's a sour mean?
It's just a type of like liquor that goes in it and makes it not so strong.
Interesting. My other drink, I guess, would be a club soda, extra limes.
Oh, crazy.
They go extra limes, like extra, like seven limes. So I'll bring in our phone screener, Hillary. She sits out in the glass room. When you call, she answers all the calls. But sometimes they present her a scenario, and she's like, hey, this is pretty interesting. And she came to me about this one. So tell me what's up.
This girl called us, and she's currently dating this guy, but she said she's starting to have feelings for this other person.
And she wants to stay with the guy she's with, but is it okay to have feelings for someone else? That's the question. She's not going to cheat.
Okay.
But let's say, Amy, you and your husband are together, okay? And you're not splitting up, no way. But you start to have feelings for Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What up?
So
I probably just couldn't hang around with Lunchbox.
Okay, so wait, what is your answer there? Go ahead.
I would have to stop hanging around with Lunchbox. Because Lunchbox is so
so sexy.
Steamy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And enticing that if that was going to affect my current relationship, I would have to. And then, but if it didn't, then I could start hanging out with him again. But if it was going to start affecting it, I would have to create that space.
What do you think about this lunchbox of a relationship and you're staying together, but you have feelings for someone else? Is that cheating?
Yeah, if my wife has feelings for another dude,
yeah,
she's cheating on me.
Are just
you
feelings.
Oh, yeah, you can't be having a feelings for another dude.
What if she has a crush on someone at work?
No, she's quitting that job or we are
okay,
done.
Okay,
you can't
okay.
be, that is cheating on me. My wife cannot have feelings for another dude.
Go ahead, Amy.
But can you have feelings for another girl?
No.
Not even feelings.
No.
Okay, so here's my thought on this. Feelings, that's not cheating or dishonest. Anything cheating, anything dishonest is because there's a deception involved, right? And so you either A, have a relationship where you go, hey, I have a crush on someone at work. I don't like how it makes me feel because I shouldn't. And that's a very honest and difficult thing to talk about.
Wow.
Or you just have to get away from them. Or you just have the feeling you don't share them. But it's not cheating. If you're not lying about something, if you're, there's no deception involved, you're not cheating. You're not having emotional conversations.
You are having gravitational pull because your heart is fluttering
okay,
when that person is next to you.
You can't help that though. That's not cheating.
Well, with the heart fluttering.
That's what it means. When you have feelings for someone else, get out of here.
I don't think feelings are action, though. I have lots of feelings all the time. I have angry feelings that I don't act on. Sometimes I get really mad. I don't act on those feelings. And so, therefore, I'm not an angry person. I'm not a cheating person. Listen, you tell her, Hillary, that what I said was, she's not acting, she ain't cheating. You know, your heart tells you to go a hundred different ways every day. You don't follow every way your heart tells you to go. Your heart processes your brain processes your actions dictate you. So if her actions aren't, then she's good.
I'll let her know that.
Let her know. Call her back.
I'll call her back.
But I'm the only one that feels that way, by the way. Everybody else on the show, well, they don't feel that way. Go ahead. Yes,
like,
Amy.
Lunchbox, what about how you think girls are so hot all the time and you stare at them.
It's okay to think someone's hot. You don't have feelings for her. That's she's pretty. You can appreciate beauty. That's
lustful
okay.
feeling.
No.
Well, what if your wife said there's this dude at work and he's so hot? And
no, she can't talk like that.
Well, no, but what if she did? Because you do.
Right. If she thinks he's hot, but if she has feeling for him, you call that girl back and you tell her she's a two-timing trifling girl. She can't be doing that.
She's not two-timing anything.
She is. She's two-timing the guy she's with.
Okay.
If she feels guilty for a reason, you wouldn't feel guilt if it isn't cheating. Dang. Socrates has left the building.
I don't agree with that. I feel guilty for a lot of things that I shouldn't feel guilty about. You know, I don't think just because you feel guilty makes you wrong. I feel guilty that I told you my mom got pregnant with me at 15 years old and that I hurt her life. Like, I feel I still have
hate
that. I know, but I do have that
you
guilt.
I feel guilty
all the time.
That.
I didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. I can't help that. Nothing I can do can help the fact that my mom got pregnant at 15 years old. But I feel guilty. So I just countered Socrates' point over here.
You disagree with Socrates.
Absolutely. I do.
He left the building, so.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's not. Okay, Hillary, we all stand in different places. Let her know all three of our feelings.
I'll let her decide.
Yeah, let her decide, but tell her mine first, though.
Okay.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A woman in Arizona is lucky to be alive after a car crash left her vehicle suspended in a tree. The 53-year-old was rescued after surviving there for 6 days after the wreck. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
She was driving, lost control of her car. It went through a fence. It dropped 50 feet before it caught on a tree branch. And that's where the car was hanging for almost a week. Isn't that crazy?
So crazy.
The damaged fence that she crashed through led one of the guys who worked at the Arizona Department of Public Safety to go, wait, why is this broken? They looked down. They saw the car. She was dehydrated, and they found her. She's okay.
Yeah, but 6 days, like no water. So you can go weeks without food, but 3 to 5 days is like the max for water. No water. That's
due
amazing.
To outstanding efforts, this woman's life was saved, they said.
Wow.
That is crazy. Come on. And that's a will to live, too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, for sure.
There you go. That's Tell Me Something Good to the woman that was rescued, the rescuers at the Arizona Department of Public Safety. That's cool. And that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Connecticut. A man was on his way home around 2 a.m. He's like, oh, there's Wendy's. I'm going to grab me something to eat. Pulls up in the drive-thru and he sees a cop in front of him. So he's like, I'm going to do something nice. I'm going to go buy the cop's meal. Gets out of his car, walks up to the window. He's like, hey, officer, don't worry about it. I'm going to pay for your meal. Officer's like, smells like you got some alcohol on your breath.
Oh, no.
Gives him a breathalyzer, cuffs him, and stuffs him. DWI. Oh.
And you know what he should have? But you know, a little bit of the cop was like, oh, man, this guy was trying to do something nice for me. Now I got to arrest him.
Yeah, I know.
But the guy shouldn't have been drinking. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bone Show.
So you have an 11-year-old daughter. So what happened with her?
Well, we were at this hardware store, and I was busy with the salesperson picking out some things, and she had to use the restroom. So I let her go by herself. And, I mean, she's 11, so she can. But again, my kids, they're only been in America 8 months. Sometimes just figuring some stuff out is a little new for them. And she comes back from the bathroom, and Bobby, she smells like she swam in potpourri. Well, in the bathroom, they had this air freshener, like the super strong air freshener. Well, she thought it was body spray. And she sprayed it all over her body, like head to toe. Like, she was walking through the showroom and people were like, whoa, what is this? And then I asked her, what did you do? And she said, I sprayed my body with the perfume. And I'm like, no, that's air freshener. And it got so bad, like, she couldn't handle herself. Like, she was asking if we could go home and shower. But we had stuff to do. We couldn't go. So she just smelled really bad.
I got sprayed by a skunk once when I was 11. By the way, I grew up in a really small town in Arkansas. 700 people, hunted and fished, and sometimes you get hit with skunks. And I got sprayed by a skunk. You ever been sprayed by a skunk?
Not me personally, but I mean, yeah.
It doesn't come off.
Okay, yeah.
And so I remember my grandma taking and us getting a bunch of tomatoes and water because you couldn't buy V8. That was expensive. And we wouldn't buy cans of actual tomato juice, but you would take and you'd smash up like 10 tomatoes, fill the bathtub with water, and I just sat in tomato water.
Yeah, there's something in the tomatoes.
I didn't know that it worked. I really don't even know that it worked. I think I still smelled like skunk when I got out of there. But I wonder if that smell was as hard to get off of her.
Oh, yeah, no. It wasn't skunk-like, but I mean, it was powerful, and it was awful, and it was too much, and it was strong, and ugh.
What's up with your kids? Meaning, they've been here now since December of last year. Amy adopted them from an orphanage in Haiti. Like, what's their biggest struggle now with kind of adjusting to America or to having parents, or they weren't biologically brother and sister before you guys adopted them? Like, what's their biggest struggle now?
Like, that's a loaded question. Yeah. We have a lot of little struggles for sure, just to be honest. But I would say I just feel like they're a little behind. And the biggest hurdle right now is us playing catch up in school.
Constantly so playing catch
education
up?
Education right now is a hurdle. Big time.
What was the education like in the orphanage for them?
Not that great.
Like, what would they
do? That's clear. At the moment, that's very clear. They have school, but it's just not at the caliber that we're used to. And, I mean, we had them in English lessons every Saturday and Sunday for about 2 years, like tutoring. Yeah, I don't think that worked, really. At all.
Even at the orphanage, even though you were paying for someone to go in?
Right. Yeah. I just don't think poor guy that was doing it, like, he tried, but I don't think he was equipped.
So what would be the goal this year? What's the goal with them? Give them an end-of-school year goal.
The end-of-school year goal, for us, like, my goal is to, there's a school we would like for them to go to that I think would be really, really good for them. There's other kids from Haiti that are there, and it's a school that actually has another school in Haiti. They're very Haiti-centered. My goal would be for them to be at a spot where they could get into that school. But right now, I mean, they're not there. Like, it's just not possible. So that's my goal, is for them to catch up. Bobby Bone,
come on. So I'm going to play you a sound of something that you'd find around the house. That's it. It's the simplest concept of a game ever. I'm just going to play you a sound.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
My players are to my left, Amy. There she is.
Hello, hello.
To my right, in his staff hoodie.
Yeah, with the stain.
With the stain. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
And our video producer Eddie, to my far right.
Yeah.
Ready for the sound, guys?
Yes.
Yeah, ready.
This is just a sound from around the house. Action. All right, there you have it.
In for the win.
Ooh. Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
All right, quickly, here we go.
There you go.
Amy's struggling over there.
Well, because that drop at the end.
Yeah. Mic drop.
Okay.
I'm in.
Amy?
Keys?
Lunchbox?
That's keys.
Eddie?
It's keys.
I'll accept car keys. It's car keys.
Oh, car keys.
Yeah, I accept
that. That's a lot of car keys.
Yeah, that's true.
Not like a handyman.
20 key cards in the driveway.
Name this sound.
That's tough.
I am in for the win. Switch the answer last second.
Yeah, I'm in.
Amy.
Blender.
Ooh. Lunchbox.
Your instinct is vacuum, but it's really a blender.
Eddie.
That, my friends, is a blender.
Wow, you all said blender. You're all right.
Yeah!
Oh, yes.
Wow!
Name this sound from around the house. There you go.
In for the win.
All right, I'm in.
Okay.
Good. Everybody in?
Yeah.
All good? Everybody good?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, everybody good?
Amy.
Sweeping.
Lunchbox.
Wish my wife would use it a little more. The broom.
Eddie.
Ooh, I wrote sweeping.
I'll accept all that.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
All right. Last one. Sudden death. Write your answer down. Here we go.
I'm in. For the win.
This sound goes on for a minute.
1 minute?
Okay, play for
Let's play the whole thing, yeah.
No.
Oh, no. Guys.
It's not good.
Ooh.
I'm in.
That's one of two things, folks.
Mm.
That's one of two things.
Are you in?
I'm in for the win!
Lunchbox, what do you have?
I said the washing machine!
Amy.
Washing machine.
Eddie?
That is a washing machine with a lid up.
Washing machine, right.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay, now we will do speed round. As soon as you know it, say your
name.
Here we go.
All right.
Ready? Say your name at the buzzer.
Yep.
3, 2, and...
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
That's
kidding?
The mailbox.
The mailbox.
Yeah! Ding, 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 ding.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, sit down.
What?
These two can get it. Amy,
name
the sound. Ready? Here we go.
Amy,
go ahead.
Toaster.
She says toaster.
Oh, she got it.
Show me toaster.
Dang.
Let's listen to it one more time. And that's
right.
What she got doesn't it. Kill you makes you stronger.
There she is.
Don't let life beat you down.
Amy's trying to make up for the fact that she picked a bad winning song. The song's wonderful.
It's not about winning. It's a song. It's like to motivate you when you've lost.
Yeah.
And here I am. I just won, and I feel like a loser.
How long do you have this song?
Till the end of the year.
Yeah.
I really, at this point, would prefer I'm in love with this Jabir.
No, sorry.
Or mine it.
No.
Love it.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Riley Gordon and his stepdad, Chris, were out hunting in Idaho. They were trying to, you know, kill some game. And when they saw help scratched in the dirt, they're like, what is that? And Riley Gordon's like, wait a minute. I remember about a Facebook post. A 15-year-old girl was missing in the woods for 2 days. And that help, they put the guns down. They start searching. They find her alive.
Wow. What?
They start yelling, hello, hello, hello. And she responded, hello. And they brought her home safely.
That's crazy.
Wow, that's crazy that he remembers seeing that from Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, saving lives. And they didn't continue hunting. They brought her to safety just
Well,
so
yeah,
know.
I would think, oh. I'd hope. Yeah, I'd hope. Well, there you go. That's a good one. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
If getting a good night's sleep is important to you as it is to me, there's nothing worse than those random nighttime noises that can keep you awake. Someone snoring nearby, or late night road work, or the dog in the backyard next door barking. Listen, the good folks at Bose feel your pain. I have these. I love these. You know Bose as the leader in noise-canceling headphones. Now they've developed a unique innovation that covers irritating nighttime noises in a new way with soothing sounds. All you have to do is choose a preloaded sound of your choice, put in Bose tiny, snug-fitting sleep buds. They're no ordinary sleep buds, by the way. They combine aspects of passive noise reduction with active noise masking. Not only do they block ambient noise from reaching eardrums, they put out little gentle repetitive sounds, both soothing and they're going to knock out some distractions. The point is you get better sleep with fewer disruptions. I love them. If you want to learn more, go to Bose.com or try them at a Bose store near you. They're Bose sleep buds. I use them. There's also an alarm inside of them. Also available at Best Buy and Amazon.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What kind of a car does a sheep drive?
What kind of a car does a sheep drive?
They're Subaru.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, we thought about that.
That was the Morning Corny.
These are orchestra versions of popular songs. For example,
yeah, baby, we're meant to be.
Yeah.
Baby, we're meant to be.
So ride with me, ride with me.
Amy, you ready?
Yeah.
The first one is a country song. You get the clue. Ready? Number one, name the song.
It's Taylor Swift.
Sorry, Love Story.
Love Story. Yeah.
Oh. Had it too.
Yeah.
Okay, Lunchbox.
Yep.
Country song.
My wheelhouse.
It's a cover. Okay?
That doesn't help me. I don't know who covers what.
Here you go. Do you hear it? The orchestra version?
Yeah, I hear the orchestra version.
Did you hear the song in it? Amy, do you hear it?
You're as
Yeah.
Oh, man. I had wagon wheel.
All the time. You're as smooth.
That's a good song there, Governor. What is that?
Smooth.
I'm glad you asked. President Roosevelt loves it, too.
It's one of the best.
All right, Eddie, see if you can name this.
Come on.
It's a hip-hop song.
Oh, my wheelhouse. I got it.
Go ahead.
Gold Digger.
Yeah,
Kanye.
So it's like...
She gets mad when I'm leaving. Yeah, she's
driving. All right, Amy, you missed.
I did.
Eddie,
I'm the only one with points. Is that it?
Yeah, I got another one. Eddie, try this one.
Yeah, come on, Governor.
Try this one.
I do believe that is Uptown Funk.
Cause Uptown Funk.
This guy's nailing it. Okay.
Can y'all not hear that?
I heard it. I knew that one, but it wasn't my turn to guess.
Yeah, you're doing victory lap.
Okay,
now.
Come
I knew
on, come
Gold Digger too.
Orchestra version. Here you go, Eddie.
Oh. I do believe that's a song by the White Stripes. Seven Nation Army.
Yeah.
Did I miss the whole governor thing? I'm confused.
It just sounds like it's from the old days.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on.
I got it, but again, it is a little stretch.
It is a stretch. I was like, Uptown Abbey.
You got it right, though.
Dude, these versions are so cool.
One more. Here you go.
God's plan. man.
I can do it on my own. Hey. Yeah.
Anyway.
She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You like that game or no?
Yeah.
I'm going to show those to my kids when I get home.
I guess. I lost.
Oh, true, true.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Well, it's a segment that people drive to hear. They drive in from all over the towns to hear. Yeah. And it's Lunchbox's Guessing People's Way. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is. Wow. They come from far and wide. They gather around the radio at times for this segment. All the families everywhere. Welcome, welcome.
Oh, it feels good to be back.
Lunchbox is standing up. Due to popular demand, he will now guess more callers' weights. Now, what are the rules here, Lunchbox?
They have to be female. I get 30 seconds. I just want to ask a few questions to get their background information. And then, boom, within 5 pounds, I'll tell them how much they weigh.
Within 5 pounds. Now, let's talk to Amber in Virginia. Hi, Amber.
Hello.
Now, have we ever talked to you in our whole life?
No, I'm actually a first-time caller.
First-time caller? We never met. So Lunchbox doesn't know you. Because the first thing people will say is Lunchbox friends with them? Is this call set up?
Right. Did I go to college with them? And no, I didn't.
Amber, is this call set up in any way?
No, it is not.
She called us. Now, Lunchbox, you have 30 seconds, and you can guess her weight. Go ahead.
Amber, bikini or one piece?
One piece.
When's the last time you went to the pool?
About 3 months ago.
When's the last time you've been to the gym?
Never.
Oh, what's your favorite breakfast food?
Sausage biscuit.
And how tall are you?
5'4".
Okay.
Oh, you don't need any more time? You good?
Oh, I thought you hit the button.
No, okay, there you go. All right, so you heard all that. Can you guess her weight within 5 pounds?
Yeah, I got her.
You do?
Yeah, she doesn't ever go to the gym. I think she said she likes the sausage biscuit. Don't get upset. 223.
He says 223 within 5 pounds. Amber, how much do you weigh?
226.
He's right. He's one for one.
Yeah, dude.
He's one for one.
When I said 223, Eddie's eyes got real big.
All right, here we go. Tiffany in Alabama.
Yes.
You've heard this. Do you believe it?
Before.
Do you think you can stump Lunchbox?
Maybe.
Okay, Tiffany, you have 30 seconds with Lunchbox. Lunchbox, go ahead and action.
Tiffany, how many times a week do you cook dinner?
Maybe
one. What's your favorite fast food restaurant?
Taco Bell.
What is your favorite item from Taco Bell?
Awesome sour cream.
Okay, and do you do shampoo or conditioner or both?
I do both.
And how many times a week?
Sorry. It's kind of hard to hear her, too, so you know, because of her. Oh, he's struggling right now. His hands are on his hips.
Yeah, her phone was cutting in and out. She was, I don't know if she was doing that on purpose to try to throw me off, but you're not going to do it, girl. You're not going
to
do it.
Within 5 pounds, Lunchbox.
Yeah. 156.
He says 156. Let's go to Tiffany in Alabama. Tiffany, what do you weigh?
155.
He's living the American dream, folks.
Wow.
Let's go. We have another call from Alabama. This is Sarah. Okay. Sarah.
Yes.
You're with Lunchbox. Lunchbox, you have 30 seconds. All right. Go.
Sarah, do you spell that with an H or an A on the end?
There's an A to the end.
Okay, what's your favorite country artist?
Probably right now, Brantley Gilbert. Mm.
And how long have you been married?
First time or second?
Second time.
4 years.
All right, time. Lunchbox, we have Sarah, a second caller in a row from Alabama. Her signal's a little better.
Yeah, a little better.
Can you guess her weight?
She likes Brantley Gilbert. She's been married twice, and she weighs 134 pounds.
134 within 5 pounds. What do you weigh, Sarah?
130 pounds.
Yeah! If you hit through the math, that's only 4 pounds. Got it within the five.
Woo! How you feel?
I feel good. I feel so good.
That's close. Kind of got like this.
I feel good. I feel so good.
Ladies and gentlemen, he did it again. He did it again. 3 for 3. Look at this guy here. All these songs started catchphrases where we ended up saying them in real life. Okay, so I have a list here. For example, and this is how this came up. One of my friends, and I think he's 51. He works in the music business. He was like, yeah, we're getting jiggy with it. I don't even think kids know what that means anymore.
No chance.
But that was a thing. It was a song. Getting jiggy with it. So that was a song that created a catchphrase. Yeah. Morgan, number two, did you ever say getting jiggy with it? You're 24.
I never said it. I've heard it, but I've never said it.
But it's probably a little before you?
Yeah, it's kind of like something my grandpa would say.
Oh, your grandpa?
Your grandpa?
What? Yeah. You want
to ball with your kids? Okay, so here we go. This is a recent one, and what's funny is I'm not sure if Drake invented it or if it just became a thing because of Drake, but YOLO.
Oh, yeah. Only live once, that's the motto, nigga, YOLO, and we bout it every day,
every day, every day, like we sitting on the bench. That's why it happened again, if it wasn't the first time. Like, that song,
that.
The motto is where YOLO kind of became a thing again. You only live once, that's the motto, nigga, YOLO, and we bout it every day, every day. Everybody was saying YOLO.
I still say it.
Yeah, YOLO.
Don't.
It's so cool.
But it's okay to hashtag it, right?
Nah, you can do whatever makes you feel good. Whatever makes you feel good. How about this one?
But Bobby's like, don't do it.
Put a ring on it.
Oh, yeah.
Beyonce?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. People say it all the time.
I still say it.
Put a ring on it. Stop it, Eddie. How about this one? And this one, Morgan, number two, you won't even know this one. But if something were cool back in the day, be like, whoop, there it is.
There it is. Hit me.
That's a good one, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ever say that one, Eddie?
I don't say that one anymore.
No, yeah. No. Upside down and that was a jam, though, huh?
Yeah.
You want to hear honorable mentions?
Yeah.
Yes.
From Hey Y'all Outkast, Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yes. Shake it.
That was never a thing until this song. People were saying that. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Hey, yeah, shake it. And then this one I was kind of torn on, but I put it anyway because people said it all the time. Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Like, dang, who let the dogs out?
Hey.
It's part of that song. What do you think about that, Aim?
I'm trying to think of, I don't know if this one fits, but something that I say only because of the song.
Go ahead.
Like, anytime my milkshake brings all the boys in the yard.
I think that's as fair as anything else.
Okay.
There's no rules on this game.
You still say that, Amy?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
I do.
Keep on. Bobby
Bones Show. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So we got two sisters. They're twins. They found out they were pregnant around the same time, but they didn't expect to deliver their babies at the same time. Wow. Then one of the sisters called the other sister and was like, I'm having labor pains. I'm going to the hospital. She's like, you're not going to believe this. I am too. I'm probably going to see you there. So she showed up at the hospital shortly after her sister, and they delivered babies 2 hours apart. Identical twins delivering babies. The cousins were born at the same hospital. A nurse who helped deliver both of the babies, again, that are cousins, said that she's been working at the hospital for 2 decades and never seen twin sisters give birth on the same day.
That's funny. That's a good story. That one makes me smile.
Yeah.
You know what, Amy? That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Now time for you guys' favorite game. Easy trivia. Now, these are the easiest trivia questions possible. You should go 5 for 5.
Yeah, we should. That's the key.
Let's welcome in our players. To my left, my co-host, Amy!
Thank you.
Over to my right, he does love the Kansas Jayhawks and the Chicago Bears.
And he graduated top 50% of his high school class.
That's right. Give it up for Lunchbox!
Yay!
And the video producer of the show is just over. Laptop's always open, always editing something. Known him forever. I met him actually doing a TV show together. He was my producer. Give it up for producer Eddie!
Hey, thank you. Hello, hello to all my fans out there.
So all
nobody?
Your fans?
Yeah, yeah. So no one, just my mom.
5 questions. These are all easy. Question number one, an easy trivia. What's the ocean that lies off the West Coast?
Well, that has to be a process of elimination.
Okay.
I'm in
for the win.
What's your elimination process, Lunchbox?
Well, Atlanta's on the East Coast, so that ain't gonna be. That's gonna be the Atlantic named after Atlanta.
What?
Yeah, no, that's right.
Okay.
Wait. What's so stupid is he's right about with the ocean, but it's not named after Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta's not even on the coast.
Well, I figured that it's the capital of Georgia, right? So I figured it was the.
Okay.
That's what the ocean I got was named after. So I got Pacific.
Pacific. Well, Lunchbox, you're correct.
Yeah. So don't vibe at me, you fools.
Amy?
Just because I got good logic.
I have Pacific.
Eddie?
Pacific, okay. Because that's what it is.
One for one. Everybody get one. There we go. Come on.
Hey, we all get our answers different ways.
What does FBI stand for? FBI.
Oh, that's easy.
The FBI. Easy trivia. Come on. The FBI.
I can't even spell it.
I can't either.
All right, I'm in.
FBI, easy trivia.
Me neither.
Amy.
Federal Bureau of Investigations.
Lunchbox? Whoa, excuse me? Say it again.
Come on, Amy.
Well, that's what I have. Federal Bureau of Investigations.
Lunchbox?
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Eddie?
Federal Bureau of Investigation. Singular.
Oh, that should be not a thing. But
that's very different, Amy.
No.
That's more than one spelling. Investigation.
Is she right?
Well,
or
they're always investigating lots of things all the time.
I'm with you.
Amy, you get it right. Everybody gets it right. Come on.
Hey.
It's Federal Bureau of Investigation, parentheses, maybe yes.
Oh. I'm with Amy.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
That would have been...
Easy trivia. What's the least populated state in America?
Oh, that's a good question.
But it's easy.
What's the least populated
state? Trying to think of square miles per capita.
Come on.
I'm in. For the win.
I'm in.
Amy?
Delaware?
Lunchbox?
Well, I thought about one of those small states, but I feel like they got a lot of people crammed up there. North Dakota's got nobody living there.
Eddie?
Idaho.
The answer is Wyoming. You all missed that one.
Oh, Wyoming. All those wide open spaces.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, man. One more question.
Okay. I'm in.
Easy trivia. Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
One dude?
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Wait.
I'm in.
Okay, I'm in.
Hold on.
That's the Star Spangled Banner.
Go ahead, talk it out, Lunchbox. I love this.
I almost wrote that guy's name down.
I'm surprised you know that.
Yeah. The Declaration of Independence. What is that? Is that? No, that's the Ten Commandments.
That's the paper in Washington.
Moses.
He has the Star Spangled Banner, the Ten Commandments, and the Declaration of Independence all confused.
Ten Commandments. Moses.
Declaration of Independence.
Jesus.
God. Okay.
All right, I'm in
for the win, I guess.
I mean,
Lunchbox, who do you have?
Well, you always ask for this, so I figured this person had to do something. I know he's involved in some way. Give me your John Hancock.
Oh, you ask for like someone's John Hancock, their signature.
Yeah.
Okay. You know why he's named that? Because he signed it really big.
So he did sign it.
He did sign it,
but he didn't write it.
Oh.
Amy.
I believe the person that wrote it was Thomas Jefferson.
I believe you're right.
No.
Yeah.
He wrote it?
Yeah. He did. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence. Yes. Eddie?
I had Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, no.
Did he sign it at least?
No.
He did the
he kite. Did a kite.
Okay, he wasn't even there. Great. Good job, Eddie. Stupid.
How many is that?
I won.
Four.
Is that it? I'm going to call it a game.
Oh, I don't know.
I'd love to do another one.
One more would be nice.
Who's the best-selling female artist of all time? United States female artist.
Singer artist?
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah. That is easy trivia right there.
I'm in.
Easy trivia.
Then,
Lunchbox?
Like a virgin. Madonna.
Stop it. He got it right.
I'm a little
Eddie?
You too, Amy?
I wrote down Madonna.
Oh.
And Whitney Houston.
Oh.
Close second.
Wow.
Amy, you are the winner again.
The Bobby Bones Show.
They asked a bunch of people, what phrase would you like to see gone forever? Think about that, Amy. It's something that people say and it drives you crazy. Because mine is when people go, you couldn't write it any better. Because I've never seen a scenario that I couldn't write better.
Yeah, but it's just a saying.
But I know these are all sayings. It's like, what saying can you not stand? When someone says, they couldn't write it any better. Yeah, you can have aliens or puppies.
You know what? We know what I think is annoying is when someone says that, and then they're like, yeah, I could write it better.
Oh, stop it. Stop contradicting me. All right, what do you have there? What do you think?
I don't like it is what it is.
That makes the list. At number two of the phrases people hate, it is what it is.
Number two, okay.
Number five is not for nothing.
I don't say that.
I don't either. Number four is literally.
Oh, I say that all the time, even when I'm not being literal. Like, I'm like,
I don't mind it if it's literal. If it's figurative and you're like, well, literally, I ran all the way through the wall.
Yeah.
Like, no, you didn't.
I'm like, literally, I'm dying right now.
That one drives me crazy. Number three is everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. I like that one.
I don't say that. I don't like that one. Number two is it is what it is.
Ugh.
You don't like that one?
No. I don't need to
hear. I don't mind that one.
No, I don't. If something's happened, I don't need to hear like, well, it is what it is.
Well, those are just words meaning, well, that's definitive. Like, that's it. There's nothing else you can do about it. It's definitive in its nature.
You better
Would you like me to say that instead?
Well, you better follow it up with everything happens for a reason.
Oh, boy. And number one, at the end of the day, that's the one people
hate
the most.
All these can flow together. At the end of the day, it just is what it is. And everything happens for a reason.
Literally. That's funny.
You know, not Lunchbox, for nothing, but...
Do you have any that you hate?
I hate... It happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. Because, like, I lose my job. Oh, everything happens for a reason. No, that's not a good thing. Like, it's not, oh, so I can go out and find what I'm supposed to do. No, it's bad in that moment. If you wanted to lose your job, you would go out and look for one.
What if, though, devil's advocate here, that you lost your job and it actually sparked something that was inside of you and creatively started doing something that you really wanted to do? Like, maybe you wanted to go be a teacher.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then it's like, well, if I never would have lost my job, I wouldn't have been a teacher ever. That's just my point there.
I think you have to be open to whatever's going to come from the bad, because good can really come from the bad.
Yeah,
some of it can,
but I mean, every time something bad happens, everyone's first response is, man, everything happens for a reason. Just know that.
I'm not going to hate on people having a positive outlook. The phrase is a little annoying to me, but I don't mind people looking at it the good way, the positive way.
Yeah, so. I don't mind it. I try not to be that person that says that to someone fresh off something bad, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Fresh off, like if it's fresh, you try not to be that person, but, you know,
funny.
Eventually they can accept that it happened for a reason. The Bobby
Bones Show. I'm going to wrap it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. On Instagram, I'm Mr. Bobby Bones. You can click and follow. Just want to say appreciate you guys being here. Lots of options for you. So the fact that you listen to us, we really appreciate that. And if you spend 10 minutes or 5 hours, we appreciate that. Listen to the show back on iHeartRadio or iTunes. Just search Bobby Bones Show. Thank you very much.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.